This recording, Massachusetts 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal should be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she had administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Basketball is a sport that I love. I played it for, about 40 years. I still play it. And when I was younger, I wasn't very good at it. In fact, I was terrible at it until I was 17 years old. I was terrible at basketball, which I believe is a sport that you develop later, not as a teenager. But when I was 18, I started to get good at it. Because why? Because I played it for 12 hours a day for 3 months, June, July, and August. My father told me I wouldn't do that. He challenged me. He said, "You go to the beach." And I said, "No, I won't. I'm dedicated to basketball." So for June, July, and August, I practiced basketball 12 hours a day. He put a spotlight in the backyard. I had a basket in my backyard. And I played for 12 hours a day for June, July, and August. And then came tryouts my senior year. And the coach had knew me. He couldn't recognize me because I became so good. And the bottom line is I became so good that I was MVP of Everett High School. And I got a scholarship, several scholarships to college for basketball. So the moral of the story is, you can be good at anything if you really put time in, and I did. 12 hours a day for 3 months is all it took for me for basketball. So I hope that's a lesson for some people that feel like they don't excel at any sport. You got to put the time in.